Well, hello and welcome. Hope you are well and having a great week. It is Thursday night, which means it's time for the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 29th of February 2024. It's been another wet week here in Littlehampton. It is getting very, very boring now, I have to say. I really do want some dry, sunny weather just to lift the mood so we can get out and do quite a few things. Now, the dry weather doesn't seem to be affecting the nature so much, though. We have seen quite a few wildlife going on in the garden and in the kitchen as well, for that matter. So we've had mice and hedgehogs I've seen in the garden, which aren't really a huge problem. It's quite nice to see, although Roxy was barking at a hedgehog earlier. So we're closely monitoring these things. I put my wildlife camera out to see what is going on. But in the kitchen, where I do have a lot of my aubergines and chili peppers, etc., etc., we're also suffering with white aphids on those. It could be whitefly or something, which is becoming a bit of a problem because my aubergines were looking very, very weak. So I have been tackling those with some Grazer's G3. You hear more about this on Monday's podcast, but it's a bit of a problem. But we will deal with it as and when it happens. The weekend, however, does look like it's going to be a little bit drier. Not brilliant weather, but certainly drier. So we're going to do quite a bit of gardening this weekend. Before that, though, before I share my plans for this weekend, I do have a little bit of news for you. Now, I've struck a bit of a deal with a company called Premier Seeds Direct. Premier Seeds Direct are an absolutely fantastic company. I've used them for years. They sell seeds at a very reasonable price and in quite large quantities, especially when you take into account the price. They are an online supplier, so you do have to order them. Even the postage and packaging, in all honesty, is fairly cheap these days as well. So they are, for me, a fantastic resource to go to. Now, what I'm going to be doing for this company, I'm going to be doing on the podcast a seed of the month. So every month we're going to be talking about a particular seed on the podcast. For March, they've chosen a summer squash called Zephyr F1, which is a beautiful looking summer squash, absolutely delicious to grow, much like a courgette, and going to be doing quite well with that. I've only just got all the details finalized. I've got to, of course, do a few more social media posts for them as well, in a bit of a deal for them. Now, I was hoping that they would have sent over the discount code by now. I think they're going to be sending it to me tomorrow. But when I get that discount code, don't worry, you will be the first to get it. Now, I did want to get this discount code just for you, but unfortunately, the company themselves, the boss in charge there, he wants it to go to all my followers. But if we can prove it works, we can get a better discount code for you in the future. What I mean by that, I mean the discount code, to be fair, he's offering at the moment is 10%. So it looks pretty damn good. I've actually used Premier Seeds for quite a few years. They've always been very good service, very reasonably priced seeds in decent quantities. I honestly can say you would do better going to there than going to a garden centre. The only drawback, of course, when you order them online, take a few days to get to you. So you do have to think ahead and make sure you've got what you want. So yeah, that's something to look forward to. If you are looking to get some seeds, hold off. Hopefully tomorrow I will have this discount code for you, and then go check them out and see how you get on. Now, that brings me up to the plans for this weekend. Tomorrow, I am going to be passing one of my chicken suppliers, and I'm going to get a couple more chickens. Our egg production has dropped right off lately. Obviously, winter months, and Papa Dom has been going through the malt, so she's not been laying anywhere near as many eggs. So we're going to get a couple more chickens. That means we've got to spend the next couple of weeks integrating them with the others, which isn't easy, especially with Roxy in the background as well. But that's something that we're going to have to do over the weekend. And that's why I'll probably be at home most of Saturday, getting those used to each other, just starting them off, and sowing a few more seeds and pricking out lots more seeds. So busy doing that. Also going to tidy the garden up quite dramatically, and I really need to find a way of improving the drainage at some point, because it is really, really wet out there. I'm going to say that a lot. Sunday I'm going to head down to the allotment. There's not much I can really do down there because it is just so wet once again. Yeah, we're getting a lot of vehicles stuck in the mud down there. So apart from weeding and mulching, I don't think there's going to be much I can really do. Watering in the greenhouse, and that's probably going to be about it. It's really annoying, but it is what it is. Now that brings me up to today. Today, of course, being the last day of the month, I have got in the post your seed packs for March. I've got to say, it's another great collection of seeds that I'm sending to you, and I thought we'll go through those tonight and just so you've got an idea of what you're going to get. So first of all, we have got a tomato. The variety is Elisa Craig, a beautiful, or Elsa Craig it may be pronounced. This is a lovely tomato. We grow these quite often. They're delicious, they do well. They're not necessarily blight resistant, but they are a good one to grow nonetheless, and they are pretty damn reliable. We've got a pea by the name of Meteor. Being an early pea, these will grow pretty well outside under cloches, or you can start them off inside a greenhouse or in the kitchen windowsill or something, just to get them started. We then have the herb, which is a thyme. I normally don't do herbs like thymes that often because I think that because they're perennial, do we really need to do them? I like to try and stick with annuals, but I'm in that mood for trying a few different things. So thyme is what we've got here. We've got carrot, early Nantes 2. Everybody loves a good carrot, and one of my favourite things to grow, I've got to say. And this early Nantes 2 is an early variety that we can sow throughout March. Of course, we're going to do some others in the future too, but early Nantes 2 just for March. We got broccoli, a purple sprouting broccoli. This is something we're harvesting at the moment. Absolutely delicious. And they do take a while to grow and to get these to harvestable state. You know, I'm looking about a year, to be honest. But they are worth it, I think, because they just give you plenty of broccoli in that hungry gap period. So definitely one that I think is worth growing. Then we've got a mixed lettuce. It's that time of year when we want to start sowing lettuce and making the most of all our things that we can start getting our salad crops and everything running like that. This is a cut and come again salad. So, you know, you can literally take scissors or pick leaves depending on how you want to do it. We've still got plenty of lettuces that we've sown throughout the winter months, so we're doing okay for that. But that's something, again, keeping that constant supply is something that we want to try and do a lot more of. So, yeah, I think that is plenty there to keep us going throughout March. I'm sure you would agree. So, one more thing I just want to remind you. I don't really like repeating these sales tactics, but I'm honestly trying at the moment to get brand deals to get the best deals I can for you to try and boost things up. So I'm going to just remind you, if you are after some of this Rutilizer potato mist spray from Andermatt Veg Grower 15, check in your past email if you haven't heard about it, and you'll find the leaks and things like that. Right, we will be back again on Sunday night with another Supporters Club podcast. I've got a video coming out, not a brilliant one, but it's showing some of the things that I have been using. And what else have we got? Oh, we got the live show on Sunday as well, 6 p.m. on Facebook and YouTube, if you would like to join us on that. What were we going to be talking about? Oh, how we get food all year round is going to be the conversation. Right, guys, I'm going to wrap this one up. You take care, and I'll speak to you again next time.